Race in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. The darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight tight. Camera zoom on the impending doom. But then, like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness. Talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please? Do what we say, that's the way we kick it. Yeah, I mean, but see the noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless, and my bees freezing up all the flag. Men in black,
the men in black.
Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Now freeze. In closing, I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Episode 17 of PWA Radio. This is your host, Rob Robinson, the retired Rob Robinson. With me, we've got little Mark McNasty.
Ranger Smith isn't going to like that, Yogi.
God damn it. And we got Chameleon here in the show, not in the studio, but on the show, I guess.
Yep, back on the show again. Yay me.
And, so that's exciting. You know, in my head, while I was eating dinner, I came up with a much better intro and I don't recall what it was. So that's what you guys are going to get. What's really been going on this week? I, as you may be aware, have, been retired and I've been enjoying it, living it up here in sunny Central Florida. And, I haven't really been following events too close.
You mean you haven't been around to help Moke out at all?
No. Oh, see, here's the thing, and this is what people don't understand. It's not that Moke and I were friends. I hired him. He was an enforcer, like a bodyguard. And frankly, I don't understand like 2/3 of what he says. So
most don't.
Yeah. So anything exciting going on this week? I don't know. Anything happen?
There was a show, I believe.
All right.
I was on it.
Well, then let's get to that, I suppose. I don't know, is McNasty even here still? Did he leave?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. Rampage, July 18th, 2008.
It started off quite abruptly this week.
Oh, well, please tell us about that, because I didn't watch, so.
I just got a little lost. Kyle Stevenson got to be in the ring with Sabina, and that German accent works quite nicely for that girl.
Wait, Kyle Stevenson is back.
Yes, you already talked last week about how Kyle Stevenson is the new Kyle Stevenson.
Yeah, I was going
to... He was drunk last week. He doesn't remember much of anything.
I was going to reuse that joke, as a matter of fact. So who won? Did Sabina pull off the big shocking win? It's not so shocking if you win over Kyle Stevenson. But
now, apparently the second time you get called you're Kyle Stevenson, it's a good luck charm because he beat Sabina.
Wow, exciting. I know I heard, I seem to remember through my drunken haze, that there was a match between the Intercontinental Champion and the Grizzly Bear Champion. How did that one go?
It went really well, Rob.
Thanks. Thanks for that, Chameleon.
I've been working on my ventriloquism, and you know McNasty's quite the dummy.
Indeed.
Ouch.
So it looks like Jamie Flynn beat Riona Langley. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
If you want to skip all that, well, yeah, what the hell? We can skip Alexis Sykes and Duff. Who cares?
You know what? That's not in the results. I just got the little like index card with matches on it. That's not on my list of results. The fuck are you talking about?
Not on your card. It's not important enough. Moving on.
No, I don't know even what the fuck you're talking about.
There was some little segment. I caught it like trying to run to the bathroom after that first match.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Apparently, Alexis Sykes and Duff DeVore, whatever the hell his name is back in PWA.
Oh, nice.
Well, Duff is back. I don't know. Alexis might just be there as a friend or whatever.
Anything to get that bitch Alexis Sykes out of this Federation quicker.
That's like that Bismarcky song that she says, what was that? Something about just, anyway, since I don't recall what I'm talking about. So we got, what was the next match?
Match of the night. It was Mark McNasty taking on Deacon Frost in what was possibly the showstopper.
What a waste of time that was!
Was this a cocksucking contest? Because that's the only thing I can think of those two guys doing.
Well then, you've got some interesting things on your mind. You got some scary things on your mind, Rob.
Oh, that, you know what, that was my intro. I was gonna point out to our listening audience that, I am your host, Rob Robinson, and I'm not wearing pants. So there we go.
I think you did that in one of your promos this week, so we don't want too much of a good thing.
Last week? What?
You were missing your pants a few weeks ago for one of your promos.
Oh, I remember. I was at my desk, and I believe that I lifted up in the air as to whether or not I was wearing pants. The answer is yes, I was.
Oh, thank God.
The cameraman was giving me the eye, and quite frankly, he didn't deserve to see the package.
UPS calling. Someone has a small package.
We're never going to get through this, are we?
No. So we got El Rey. I don't know who that is. Taking on Fire. I'm sorry. Taking on Matthew Engel and Circa. That's got to be part of that United Forces tournament.
Yep. First one in that one.
And
yes.
El Rey, who I don't even know, and Fire pulled off the... I would say that would be an upset. Because Matthew Engel is kind of a big player in the PWA. As big as an Engel can be. What about Circa? Is she an active competitor? Because I was looking over the roster, and she is labeled as inactive on the roster.
Yeah, she went inactive after this match. She has some more personal family issues to deal with, so we gave her time off.
Oh, okay.
Plus, she needs time to renegotiate her Vaseline contract, so...
All right. Super, super duper.
We're going to end up having to get them as a sponsor, thanks to you. Because, you know, we have to pay every time we speak out something like that.
I would think they would want to pay us for advertisement.
You think
so? Well, that's why we're going to try to get them as a sponsor, I guess.
So,
anytime you're world champion, it'll be Vaseline, your sponsor.
So,
and brought to you tonight by Vaseline, Mark McNasty.
Yeah, because he fucks everyone up the ass. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Bastard.
Please. We got Nightmare and Jason Jones. I don't know who that is. Defeating Chameleon and Sean O'Connor.
Yeah, I got outwitted this one, but it's okay. It was a good match.
Jones?
What's that?
Who's Jason Jones?
One half of America's Most Hated.
Okay, whatever. I
was going with the Mimic on this one, and Nightmare reversed it, and he trapped me. But, you know, it was a great match, and I was glad to be a part of it. So I'm not too upset about it.
Okie dokie, then.
Well, you know, everybody's got to lose once in a while. You would know.
No, I wouldn't, because I'm retired. I don't lose. Not
anymore.
Man, that's the best part of being retired. You can't get your ass handed to you anymore.
Not physically.
Huh. No, I've got to pay for that now. That makes me sense. Anyway, so, and then we got Corey Lazarus and Mango defeated Mr. Hardcore, I don't know this, and Moke Doshky. It's my understanding that Moke actually tried to take to the air during this match, and that led to his downfall. Like, he hit the blitzkrieg on Corey Lazarus and pinned him, but for people not listening, the United Force tournament, both members of a team have to be eliminated. And then Adashki went to off the top rope. Is that right? Did I hear that right? The fuck was Adashki thinking? He's a powerhouse. He's not a flyer. That's maybe he was trying to compensate for the dragon not being there. The dragon was kind of your flyer. But
in all honesty, I've seen Mr. Hardcore work before, and I've heard you ramble on about Doshki enough when you're drunk. It seemed like both these guys were off their fucking game this week.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. Now, speaking of fucking games, we kind of glossed over the Mark McNasty and Deacon Frost match, as, you know, probably should have been. But I've heard rumors about this match that it was a joke, as Chameleon stated. Or what the fuck went on in that match?
You know what? I will sell this in a few minutes. I've got a special guest coming in, and we can take care of this then, and it'll be explained in length.
Well,
so you two just thought you wanted another easy week.
You know what? You shut your mouth, stop crying to your brother trying to get things done, just hold your damn horses, and in a little while after we're done with our previews, we will go back and discuss this.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I want to take a real quick break here. We're going to come back, and
we're
not
going to
talk about what happened at the end of the show.
Yeah, you're just going to skip that?
All right, fine. I don't even know. You see, that's why I'm relying on my co-host and my guest, special guest co-host, to inform me of such things when I have not seen the show yet. So please tell me before I go to break.
Go ahead, McNasty.
Oh, well, this was fun. Your little brother wants to be a smartass. You hire talent back in the... Well, short story, turns out that some little bitches from the BWF era want to come over and try and attack me and Jamie Flynn. We're just trying to be, all we want is the right to know who we're facing next week. So we come out, politely ask Razor, hey, buddy, come out here, tell us who we're fighting so we know.
And?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm waiting for...
I'm sorry, my technical difficulties here in the studio. As I was saying, me and Flynn, we're just trying to be nice guys. We're coming up lightly asking, who are we fighting? All of a sudden, this little bitch jumps the guardrail and wants to start tackling me, nailing me from behind. Turns out to be former PWA, well, I wouldn't even call him a talent, I'd call him a flake, but Gabe Shelley attacking me from behind. Razor's just standing at the top of the ramp smiling. What happens next? All of a sudden, Nick Matthews comes out of the... comes out to attack Jamie Flynn. Razor's still laughing his ass off.
Razor doesn't really laugh, but please, continue.
Well, he's enjoying himself quite a bit, I would say. And all of a sudden, out comes Thunderwolf? I thought he was dead.
No, T-Wolf was retired for a while.
Well, he comes out and was nice enough to get Matthews off of Flynn. He didn't give a shit to help me out, but... we finally get those little bitches away from us, and all of a sudden Razor decides to explain that T-Wolf is his little tag partner for next week.
Well, you forgot to mention that Shelley challenged you to a world title match, and Matthew...
Oh, that's good. That doesn't get old.
IC title match.
Oh, dude, it just doesn't get old. Gabe Shelley still thinks that he can stand in the ring with me, so whatever. Flynn's going to take Matthews, I'm going to take Shelley. It's going to be an easy night, and when we're already in the finals of the United Force tournament, it's just going to be an easy night with both of us walking out dual champions.
You really know nothing about T-Wolf, do you?
Never heard a thing.
Well,
except that Riona bang.
That's just going to make next week so much more entertaining.
So Gabe Shelley's back?
Yes.
I mean, because I beat Gabe Shelley, so, like, fucking, what's the big deal?
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's to me, like, a big shocking announcement. Like, the Grim Reaper is back. Like, who the fuck cares?
I know. What's up with management? The message you were sending out to any jobber is, hey, go attack the world champion. Go attack the IC champ, and we'll give you a world title match.
You know, I'll tell you what. You guys better be watching your fucking back for Scotty Snow and Steve Morley.
Thank you. That is what I am saying. We need to get some management who knows what they're fucking doing.
Oh, management knew what they were doing. They were, you see, the idea here is to rotate, get new people in the main event, to not have the same people consistently. Yes,
wasn't I preaching that back when Rob was saying that he was Mr. Main Event?
Well, I was.
Well, now you've got some new people in. But hey, Rob, you just nod to McNasty. You know who T-Wolf is. You know that Razor and Thunderwolf are a dream team in the PWA, and that McNasty and Flynn are going to be in for a hell of a fight.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I mean, I just I can't vouch for T-Wolf at this point. 8 years ago, sure, but now he's
But you know who he is. You know him better than McNasty ever will.
Absolutely, yeah, If he's you know on top of his game, then yeah, he could be you know he's a you know world champion caliber guy.
All right, so it'll
but
be
if
like
he's got Ultimate you know if he's got 8 years of ring rust on him,
yeah, it'll be like when Ultimate Warrior went to WCW. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, we don't talk about shit like that.
No, that's way below anything that we will discuss on this program.
Yeah.
I mean, we rate Mark McNasty way above the Ultimate Warrior.
So. Yay.
All right.
That's
well,
not saying much, but we do.
Well, that was exciting. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to actually. Talk about the big awards show that just took place on Friday. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air. The plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude look like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home's the Bel-Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air. We'll be right back.
And we're back, and as promised, we've got Mark McNasty is going to explain what exactly went down on Rampage. So take it away, McNasty.
Well, here to help me out, Robbo, I got the big man himself, Deacon Frost, is going to join us for this little bit right here. Say hi to the ladies and gentlemen at home, Frosty Buns.
Hello, mindless sheep of PWA.
Uh-huh. You see, Rob, this was just great. For weeks, the big boys have been trying to stick it to me, they've been trying to stick it to Frost, and we finally decided we just had to stick it back. Razor, as everyone knows, has never gotten over his stupid little grudge that I beat him the second week PWA reopened. So, conveniently, in a tag title tournament that's supposed to be random, I end up fighting Razor, who is now the president and supposed to be off active duty, yet he is now back to fight me. That doesn't seem so random, does it, Frost?
Doesn't seem random one bit, but then again, when you have assholes running a company, you expect asshole tactics.
Exactly. So, to even add insult to injury, conveniently, he puts me in a non-title match the week before I fight him against the big bruiser, Deacon Frost. So, Frost comes to me, he's a little upset. You want to tell the people what's been going on with you?
You know, it's kind of funny. Everyone else has been getting title shots. Everyone else is getting their chance at becoming champion. What do I get? I get stuck in the tag division, which I have no problem with, up to the fact that I win the scheduled tag team title match, yet I have no tag team title to show for it. Why? Because they want the title vacated. Why? Because they want to give some meaning to this retarded-ass tournament that they have going on. You know, which pisses me off, because it was me doing all the training, it was me doing all the work, and I gotta sit here and now I have to refight for a title that should be rightfully mine. On top of the fact that I've been fighting champions without getting title shots, this is not sitting well with me. So you know what?
That's an abomination. They just keep putting you in title matches and they won't give you a title shot. That's just flat out wrong. I mean, jeez.
You know, it's the fact that I'm not willing to kiss no one's ass. Not willing to kiss Razor's ass. Not willing to kiss Chameleon's ass. So unfortunately, I get shafted. I get shafted almost as much as Rob's wife. But that's not important. What's important is on Rampage, we showed that no matter what they try to do, we'll always be in control.
Exactly. They tried to stick it to us, so we stuck it to them. Razor thinks he's going to put it to us by trying to fuck us up before our respective matches. So we just turn around and say, hey, you think you're in control, but you're not.
It's that simple. And unfortunately, it's going to look like maybe, just maybe, Razor may not even make it to his match if things go according to my plans. Which means Mark will get a nice little time to relax and cruise his way through while Razor gets a chance to cruise his way right to the local EMT unit.
And that pretty much sums that some bitch up.
Damn right.
Alright, well, that's very opinionated. But I don't see how anybody is surprised, you know, that one of the Summers brothers is maybe looking out after his own best interests. That's craziness.
Well, of course not.
You know? Yeah, welcome to 8 years ago, really.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no you don't want nada, none of this, six gunning this, brother running this, buffing no soldier, look it's like I told ya, any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West, rough neck, so go check the law on the vibe, watch your step, we'll flex and get a hold in your side, swallow your pride, don't let your lip react, you don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at, with Artemis from the start of this, running the game, James West, taming the West, so remember the name, now who you gonna call, now who you gonna call, if you ever rip with people wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West, when I stroll into the Wild Wild West, when I bounce into the Wild Wild West, Cisco, Cisco, Wild Wild West.
once upon a time in the West. Madman lost his damn mind in the West. Love less, kidnap or die, nothing less. Now I must put this behind to the test. Then through the shadows, in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all that riffing you did. Front and center, now where you look back, kid. Who that is? A mean brother, bound for your help. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons, too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion. When y'all clowns gon' see that it can't be done. Understand me, son, I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you barking after, wrong tree we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, Loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild, 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 wild. When I roll into the wild, wild west. When I stroll into the wild, wild west. When I bounce into the wild, wild west. Gun weighing a ton, 10 paces and turn just for fun. Sun up to sundown, rolling around, see where the bad guys are to be found and make them lay down. The defenders of the West, crushing all pretenders in the West. Don't mess with us, cause we in the West. When I roll into the wild, wild West, when I stroll into the wild, wild West, when I bounce into the wild.
Hey, we're back. It's, you know me, your host, Rob Robinson, with a bunch of women. So, we're going to talk about...
Where?
Yes. We're going to talk here about the big PWA second quarter awards. Actually, I wonder. I just... yes. Here we go. All right, let's try this again. The big second quarter of 2008 PWA awards. There we go. That was nice. What? What? Okay. So anyway, so in case people are not aware, we every 3 months we've got the big award show to celebrate greatness in the PWA. So let's kick it off with best promo of the quarter. People up for the nominees were Master, the MOA's first promo, who the hell cares. Razor had one for the Elimination Chamber match. And Jamie Flynn had one that I didn't pay attention to. And the winner was?
Jamie Flynn.
Yeah, there we go. and that was actually, I voted for, I'm just gonna, I'll tell you who I vote for, I don't fucking care. I voted for Razor's, because it mentioned me by name.
I should remember that.
Yeah, we had Face of the Quarter, and, for people that are not up on the current lingo, the face is the good guy. There, the people you like to cheer, the boring people. So, the nominees for this award were, Mango. I just don't even get that. Razor, which I really don't get, because how the hell do people don't like him? and Nightmare, which I was not aware that Nightmare was... Now, if they had, like, most boring of the quarter, then it would be between Nightmare and Matthew Engel. But that's not an award. Maybe I should have my own award show. The PWA Award, Radio Awards, maybe. Maybe I will.
Do I get to be your hot co-host?
I've got the free time now. I could put that shit together. And does anybody know who the winner was?
Kumquat Kid.
Kumquat Kid.
Yes. I don't like him. We've got the Smartass Award, the See Ya, We Hardly Knew Ya Award, which is for people that came and went and were the better for it. And this... Oh.
If they just explain it like that, that'd be great.
I should also, for Face the Quarter, I believe I voted for Razor because he mentioned me by name. So the nominees for this are Scar, Hank Serbia, and Brandon Ova. And I know regulars in this show are saying who to two of those people, but if you're a real fan of the show, then like me, you would have voted for Scar, who is the old new Kyle Stevenson. But apparently that wasn't enough because Hank Serbia got the nod. I guess he got just based on the having a funny name. I don't know.
It's discriminatory.
In fact, even on my ballot, I wrote that I'm voting for Scar, the old new Kyle Stevenson. So.
Have a cookie, Rob.
I would love a cookie.
Moving on, yeah, it's pay-per-view of the quarter.
Yeah, step on my toes. Yeah, and this is actually, the nominee should come as no surprise, since we have these awards every 3 months, and there's been three pay-per-views since the last one. RPM, High Stakes, Retribution. And I actually voted for, Revolutions Per Minute due to the fact that I was in the main event. High Stakes, what was the main event for High Stakes? Was that the one where I had the match with the Grim Reaper and the O'Connor boys? Or was that Retribution?
No, that was High Stakes. Retribution was the one where I just retired your ass.
Oh, no. That was, that wasn't Retribution.
Oh, that was Barrel and Arms. Yeah. Retribution was when I, Corey. That's right.
I don't remember what my match was at that, but I voted for Revolutions Per Minute because I was in the main event. And surprise, surprise, the winner was Revolutions Per Minute because the Phoenix is in the main event. So, fantastic.
I'm noticing a trend with how you vote, Rob.
Yeah, well, we've got a Rookie of the Quarter, the fucking New Guy Award. Fire was nominated. The O'Connor Boys were nominated. Mango was nominated. And much like Jeff Augusty, I don't know who that guy is, how the hell is Mango a rookie? Please answer me, somebody. Anybody?
I'm going with maybe just the first time in the PWA.
Oh, I thought he was in the PWA like 8 years ago.
For this incarnation.
Oh, that doesn't seem fair.
Then couldn't have anyone been a Rookie of the Quarter last year? Last quarter?
Yeah, first quarter anybody could have been. I'm declaring shenanigans on this award, especially because nobody mentioned me by name and I was not nominated. But
the O'Connor boys mentioned you by name and they won.
That's true. Well, I was actually going to take the credit because that match I had with them at High Stakes elevated them, pushed them over the top. So, way to go, O'Connor boys. You know what? I guarantee you they never saw this win coming.
They don't see many of their wins coming.
But they just don't get any wins.
I think they got Rookie of the Quarter because they beat the Razor Dolls. That would be the reason they got the Rookie
of
the Quarter.
Well, whatever. Might have helped. But definitely my star-making match with them is significant. We also had the shocking moment of the quarter. And I just want to take a second here to point out the fact that, you know, a lot of people came out and they had their little speeches and whatnot. I actually wrote a speech for each and every one. You know, people get up there, they're like, oh, I wasn't expecting to win. I don't have any comments prepared. They're liars. I prepared comments for every single award, even ones I was not nominated in the off chance that somebody wrote me in anyway and I won. So, there you go. But the shocking moment...
I applaud you for that, Rob.
As you should.
I've got
I'm scared with
now.
This one.
Anyway, this is my award, so please, talk about it.
Okay, the shocking moment of the quarter comes down to the MOA reforming. Who the hell cares? Chameleon cheats the world title away from Razor and gives it to Lex Demise. Who the hell cares? And Mark McNasty and the Phoenix fall through the bottom of the Battle Dome. I bet you can figure out which one I voted for because I can't.
And which one I voted
for. I guarantee you, you know what? There was nothing more shocking. If you freeze frame that tape, you look at Mark and my faces, and there was nothing more shocking to us than the fact that there was no longer a bottom of the cage.
I can back that up because the back of Rob's pants inflated a bit if you follow where
yes,
I'm going
yes,
with this.
Yes, yeah. Actually, if you notice, those tights were never worn again.
Well, unfortunately for you two, being the two evolved in that, you're the only two that cared, apparently.
Well, I will say this. I understand why it won because as you were acting president at the time, it was quite shocking that you would want to take the belt from Razor, who is a semi-accomplished person, and give it to Lex Demise, who just flat-out disappeared less than a month after winning that title, thus trying to kill your own company by putting it on
actually,
a sinking ship.
What I find most shocking, and this maybe could be our third quarter most shocking moment, what I find most shocking is that a majority of the voters thought that one of the Chameleon, or one of the Summers brothers cheating the sitting world champion out of his title was shocking. That to me is shocking.
As often as my brother battled each other, I was surprised to win this award. So I didn't have a speech prepared because I didn't expect to.
Well, they should have used mine. But I don't know.
Razor and I, we share the award. So we would share it with Lex Demise, but we can't find him.
Excepting for Chameleon is Rob Robinson. Thank you, people, for this award. it's not for
apart.
You, Rob.
I was not expecting that. All right. We had Heel of the Quarter. The nominee is the Phoenix and Project X and Matthew Engel. And the winner was the Phoenix. That was a pretty shocking event, I think.
Come on, wake up. Come back to reality.
You know, how the hell did Matthew Engel win this? He's not the biggest, most hated man in the BWA. Maybe now that I'm gone, he might qualify, but I don't think so.
Well, you see, you got it mistaken here. You see, you're the most annoying. He was the most hated.
I don't think so. People hate to be annoyed. And I beat him. That's the problem. I beat him. So.
That is true.
Yeah. Most improved of the quarter. We have Deacon Frost, Mark McNasty, and the O'Connor boys. And I voted for Deacon Frost on this, I believe. Or maybe it was the I don't know who I voted for. This was not an important award to me. And if you don't know what I voted for Hill of the Quarter, then fuck you. Fuck you in your ear. But Deacon Frost won, and I've got no problem with that. He's come a long way in a short amount of time.
I voted for Deacon. I mean, I had my glory with being the most improved last quarter. That was nice for me. Didn't get to give a speech because I believe Joe Engel or Joe Box or whichever fucker it was so plastered at the time he couldn't even put this thing together. So, whatever. Let the Deacon have his time. Man earned it.
All right.
Good for
we
him.
We got Match of the Quarter, which came down between Corey Lazarus versus McNasty at Retribution. Who cares? McNasty and Phoenix in the Battle Dome, which was probably the best match ever. And Rumble in the Bronx, and somehow Rumble in the Bronx won, and that disappointed me greatly, because
woohoo!
The Battle Dome was my vote. But I was in Rumble in the Bronx, so, you know, that would have been my other vote. So, there we go.
And I feel cheated, because I sincerely believe McNasty vs. Lazarus 3 had to be, or that was 2, I'm sorry, McNasty Lazarus 2 had to be a potential match of the year right there. That was one of my best matches in years.
And it wasn't that good. That was the shocking part. Well, not really, considering the participants.
Well, I did have to carry Lazarus, so.
Yeah, that's not easy. I know. So we got Tag Team of the Quarter with the Razor Dolls, the Deadpool, the O'Connor Boys. I don't recall who I voted for here. It might have been the Deadpool. Probably was the Deadpool. And you know what? They won. So, yes, I voted for the Deadpool. I seem to recall did I beat the... Oh, no, because, who was that? Was that Ledge fucked everything up? Somehow handcuffed me inside of a cage? I don't know. Whatever.
If I may point out, we got a weird trend going here. That's, 2 quarters in a row, the same person has been involved in, Most Improved and Best Tag Team.
All right.
random little tidbit.
Okay. We got Feud of the Quarter, which is Mark McNasty versus Corey Lazarus, Matthew Engel versus Jamie Flynn, and Mark McNasty versus the Phoenix. And, well, of course, I won the award. I'm very, I don't want to say proud of this award, but I definitely won it. So there we go. The Phoenix wins one, finally.
Hello? You son of a bitch, you cut off my mic.
I'm sorry, what's your problem?
You won that award. Moving on.
Yeah. And then I, you know, beat your ass after accepting my award. That was nice. And then Wrestler of the Quarter. This is apparently the bullshit award. Kyle Stevenson was nominated. The fuck? Mango was nominated, and Corey, I don't understand. But
so we have the former world champ, former Grizzly Beer title champ, and the former
Kyle
the former Kyle
and,
Stevenson.
And the new Kyle Stevenson. So, I don't know how any of this worked out, but whatever. Corey Lazarus apparently is the best out of a set of bad choices. So, and I don't know. I guess I probably voted for Kyle Stevenson because he's the new Kyle Stevenson. But there we go. Actually, no, I probably voted for Lazarus because I fucking made that man a star. So, there we go. That's the award show, peoples. So, any closing comments on the award show before we take another break?
I think it turned out pretty well. I pretty much agreed with most all the votes.
I actually didn't agree with many of the votes, but,
Rob, I think it's my turn tonight to call shenanigans.
Yes.
He called it earlier, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, Rob called it.
I do.
Well, then he got it first.
No, I said Rob called shenanigans earlier tonight, and I'm calling shenanigans now.
Further shenanigans.
Yeah, but you said that. Who cares?
Rob, all right.
Got it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back with a preview of
things to come.
Yeah, things to come. There we go. Okay.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, just for the look, I don't light it. Ill way your ammo on the hands, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama's, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50 yard line with the Raiders. Let Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, or go off. But yes, yes, sure, and you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like George and Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them.
like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
We're back. It's that time for the big previews. I know this is probably the second most anticipated part of the show every week, and we're going to do that. But first, we got a word from our sponsor. We got a sponsor on the podcast this week because I don't know if anybody heard, but last week I was counting on I'm still getting my paycheck because I'm still technically employed, but I just can't wrestle anymore. So they're paying me for doing nothing. So I guess I kind of got one over on Razor that way. But I'm trying to, you know, hook up a second paycheck. So I got a job at the RXW. If all our listeners will recall that. And then, of course, the very next day, I guess the same day the podcast went up, but the next day after we recorded it, I find out that company is closed up shop. So no extra income there for the Phoenix, wouldn't you know it. That was sad. Was anybody else saddened by that? Yeah, okay.
I was too busy expecting.
That's nuts. We actually had a little counter going somewhere in the back of the PWA offices that said, how many days will it make it?
Yeah. So I had to acquire, a little bit more, some sponsors for the old radio show here. And they're actually sponsoring me, so the PWA doesn't get a cut of this. They're not yet. So anyway, so this my sponsor today will, of course, be Comic Factory 4 in Winnipeg, that's up there in Canada. If you happen to need a copy of Captain America while you're in Canada, make sure you pick it up at Comic Factory 4. So there we go. See, that's my little spot. Did you guys pick that up? That was nice. Very
you
nice.
Did.
Yeah.
Way to go.
The problem
I'm
is, I'm not Let's quite sure. On. I think that I might be getting paid in Canadian Tire money.
Well, that's going to limit to where you can go, but good luck.
Yeah, but you know what? It's better than no Canadian Tire money, I guess.
Yeah, you can go to the Canadian Waffle House and Walmart's. Go you.
Mm. All right, so let's see. This week on Chaos, we've got Duff versus Jethro Hayes. Has Jethro had a match yet?
No, this will be his first.
All right.
He actually came a few weeks ago, but due to everything else going on, this was the first chance we had to get him on a show.
All right. Well, and then it's
the Frenchie taking on the Hillbilly.
Yep, the returning Duff. We've got Cyrus Morin taking on Nightmare. Yeah, that's always good to see Cyrus in action. We got Mango taking on Matthew Engel. These are a couple guys that deserve to be on Chaos. And then speaking of some guys that deserve to be on Chaos, Gabe Shelley and Nick Matthews taking on Jacob Collins and Scotty Snow. Wow. Way to have a,
main event Chaos match?
Yeah, not only that, but, wow, man, you're taking on Jacob Collins and Scotty Snow. Wow, that's going
to
be...
That's a statement that says I deserve to be fighting the Intercontinental and World Champions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I told you to watch out for Scotty Snow, because he could win this match and be coming after your title, McNasty.
I'll be shaking in my boots watching my back, don't worry.
Hey, Scotty Snow's got 9-year veteranship here, you know?
That is true. He is a veteran, a wily veteran.
He was in Britain, and you know what? Scotty Snow may be the only guy to be on both Breaking New Grounds.
that is very, very possible. You know what? God damn it. We're gonna take a talk a little bit, McNasty, while I take a look in the old archives here.
McNasty doesn't know what to say.
Come on, do a little soft shoot or something. You gotta fill up some time. You gotta stretch this shit out.
Come on, Mark. Talk about Gabe and Nick tag teaming here in the main event of Chaos.
Well, I'm sure these two have plenty of experience tag teaming with each other. It might not be in the ring. It might be at one of their parents' house in the basement. But
is that all you're good at?
Yeah.
It's the same old joke. Every week you just insert a new name drop.
I can deal with that. It makes me laugh.
Well, you know what? That probably explains why you and Wilkie were a tag team.
All right, here we go.
Gabe Shelley, hold on. You got me started. Gabe Shelley was the longest reigning RXW United States champion. That really says something, seeing it was RXW. The man's never been able to take advantage of a world championship title shot, as we know from Project X decimating him earlier this year. Nick Matthews, he fumbled in fucking Keys to Glory. I won my key off him, and that showed pretty much the extent of his ability. Longest reigning EWO TV champion, or if not longest reigning, just never defeated. I can keep talking. Yes, I can.
So,
anyway.
All right, here we are, breaking new ground. This event occurred March 24th, 1999. So, we're looking at over 9 years. So, alright. So, the opening match was King Agony, who later we thought died but did not, taking on the Tiger, or the Tigra, whatever. I think that guy just didn't know how to spell his name. But anyway. and then of course, the Tigra won. We have Mikey P. I really liked Mikey P.
So did
he
I.
He took on stunning Scott Swindell. And Mikey P, of course, won in a, pretty short match. We had a commercial break for the Aegean Dreams Corporation, which is, pretty nice. The Texas Stud, Chris Longhorn, taking on Darkside. I vaguely remember Chris Longhorn.
I've never heard of him.
He had, what, about a 6 month
like
run? Or
the name's
like
familiar,
that.
But I mean, that's a long time ago. And of course he won his match because I remember his name. Scotty the Panther Snow took on Bob the Bod Goldie. And Bob Goldie won.
Yep. Bob Goldie won.
Scott Swindell had a match against B Dubs, who actually had a pretty successful career if I'm remembering the guy right.
Yes, he did. I believe he won the first hardcore title match.
Dr. E. Payne has a bit of an interview. Scotty the Panther Snow actually then went on to fight Dr. E. Payne, and Dr. E. Payne won again. So
Scotty Snow now has the record for the most losses in a single card.
So what you're telling me is that Scotty Snow has a 9-year legacy of losing.
No, actually no. Scotty Snow did win a match or two in his career. I believe we had this on PW Radio months ago. He would run down the back hallways of PWA shouting, I won,
yes.
I won, I won. And I think he ran down the hallways for about 6 months. He would appear every now and then out of nowhere and just be running down the hallway shouting, I won.
And then we had, in the main event for Breaking New Ground, Tundra. Who would later become EMT, took on the Glamour Boy, Steve Morley, who would later become the Birdman, Steve Morley, and tag team champion with Mikey P. Of course, I think it's no surprise that Tundra won the match, especially considering the fact that Tundra went on to become the very first PWA world champion. So I think that was actually as EMT, though. I don't recall why he changed his name, but...
And it's a strange name to go from an Iceman.
He had a pretty successful career, but there we go. So that's it. That's the recap for Breaking New Ground 1999.
And apparently we were on channel U62.
Yes, we were indeed. And,
so that's why I never saw
Yeah, you know what? Chris Longhorn was in the opening match of the very first Genesis. And people, I don't even know their names anymore. So, who was the Diamond Connection? Does anybody know?
I don't remember.
They had a no contest. Synergy beat.
Well, Ironheart also opened up Genesis 99, and I remember Ironheart very well. And Dr. Stephen Remo, I would love to see him.
I don't
back
recall
in
Flash Lightning Jones at all, but Ironheart was a hell of a guy.
Couple world title runs. Same with Dr. Remo.
So Synergy, B Dubs, Prima Donna, and Chameleon, who was later Razor. That match would, man. There you go. And Fear versus I don't recall Southpaw. But anyway, so yeah, just a whole lot of and Rage and EMT for the world title. So there we go. What?
Oh, are you guys?
Are you
done yet?
It sounded like you were thinking about like penis and drooling, like a Homer Simpson, like cop.
No, you guys kind of.
Wow, just because we were talking about people that are more talented than you is not an excuse to fall asleep.
Still drooling, but yeah. No, I'm up now. I'm good. Anyway.
So.
Sorry for the interruption. We were experiencing technical difficulties.
All right, we are back. We lost Chameleon, which is no big loss, to be honest.
In fact, we gained the technical difficulty music.
Yes! What we've also gained is a new segment that we're going to have this week that I don't know the name of or the host of, so we'll let him talk about that. So, new segment guy, please tell us all about it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hold on to your seats. My name is the Incredible One, Eli Storm. You know me as the manager or the owner of the clients known as the Deadpool, Deacon Frost, and Bronx Williams. And I'm going to be bringing you a nice new segment for the show called The Ratings Boost. It'll be uncut, unedited, Pro Phoenix, of course.
Yes.
And we're going to mention a whole lot of things, talk about a whole lot of subjects that some people are afraid to talk about. Point taken. What are you doing letting the Phoenix get into a retirement match? He has proven that he can bring the ratings whenever he's matched up with our current champion for the time being, Mark McNasty, by superbly bringing top-notch, grade-A performances. Let us not forget, he is the Master of the Cage. And what is a federation without the Master of the Cage? It's almost like having peanut butter without the jelly or Riona without whipped cream. It just doesn't work.
This is my favorite segment.
I know, right?
Let's talk about the incident between Mr. McNasty and the giant Deacon Frost. Something's kind of weird here. Did McNasty grease the prom so he can make himself slide cruising into the tournament? Or is it a little issue of the company is fucking up and the inmates are now deciding that they want to run the asylum? If that's the case, can we please bring more PX? There is nothing better than a man in a mask running around beating up on women. It kind of gets my day going and it kind of gets me revved up. Speaking about revved up, let us talk about the rumors. The rumors, the rumors, the rumors, the rumors, the rumors, the rumors. Is the Phoenix coming back? Sources say that he has found a loophole in the contract in order to stay in the Federation, not only to bring you more Phoenix goodness, which, hey, who cannot use more Phoenix goodness?
That's a good question. That's an excellent question.
Yes. But also to be in contention for one of the top titles. Some say the big title, but we've been there, done that. And McNasty does need his run per quota. Please.
Well, I mean, it'd be a longer run if I keep having to fight Rob, so.
You know, maybe now, I could bring back a bigger title.
You know, I personally think we should have the Phoenix Championship.
Oh, I like that.
Strictly for main event matches. Big time, big boobs, big explosions, big action. That's what we should do.
Man, I am so glad you're on the show. That's awesome.
I personally think it'll be great. Now, I also have a few suggestions, which I'll be implementing in my newest version of PWA Chaos. That's right. The Madman is running the B show. And when I say B, that means boobs, babes, and battles. So best believe we're calling the strippers, we're getting the liquor warehouse is ready, and we're going to tear Chaos all the way down.
I might actually be interested in watching it then.
Yeah, I was actually, if I were Zorson, I'd be interested in being booked on it now. That's worthwhile.
And we do plan on having our first ever Chaos International Bikini Beatdown match. Trying to get that through. We're trying to see, you know, what kind of bikinis we want to have in it. Do we want the ones with the little squares in it, the little fishnets, or maybe we could just use my favorite, just a thin piece of string going across and down in the middle.
If you need a special ref, let me get you my phone number.
I would also make sure you don't get Mokdashki booked on that show. That would not be a pretty sight.
Mokdashki has now been, you know, demoted onto, you know, guarding like milk duck tables and making sure the fridge is packed with Yoo-Hoo and stuff like that. Now, I have been doing something great to see. This is my first time on a show, and I've been putting talks in the works to get the show a new sponsor. I love MTV. MTV has treated us good. I love the little rock and roll group that we got pushing everything. They're great. But now I think this show needs something a little better. So I'm personally talking to Mr. Hefner.
Oh,
so Playboy can sponsor PWA Radio. And hopefully before the big pay-per-view, we will be coming through live from the Playboy Mansion.
I'm sure Rob, I like this guy.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
sure big things.
Yeah, this is definitely such a much better trade-off than having Chameleon on the show.
Yeah, I think I totally, like, life is worth living now.
you know, I like everything you've said so far. Excellent. Anything that gets my name in the news that I don't actually have to show up for is also.
I wonder why you mentioned boobs with the Phoenix Championship, but the rest of the times you said it, I'm totally digging that.
Well, you know, I figure instead of having a normal referee, I can just hire Bambi or Babette from the local strip club and have them be the referee for the match.
Oh, that'd be good. It'd be good. As long as they got to pat the guys down, make sure they're not smuggling in any foreign objects. That's a requirement.
We'll implement back room pat downs for
very
the competitors
nice.
In the Phoenix Championship matches.
Oh, very, very nice.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind that.
No, well, if I were still wrestling, or if I come back.
dun, dun, dun. Now, wow. I do have something I really want to get out the way before my segment is over, and that is the rumor Chameleon sex change. it's been rumored that Psycho Sandra has required that Chameleon get a sex change in order for him to properly be able to satisfy her. So me and the guys in the crew, we've made a list of things that we think should be added to the Chameleon roster in order to help him, what's the word I'm looking for? Satisfy, pleasure, be a man. That's the best way to put it. So we have a nice long list. Number 5, a penis. Of course, as we all know, Chameleon was born without a penis due to a freak birthing incident where his mother bathed in toxic waste.
That
so he was born
the
without
voice.
The very.
It really does. Things are coming together.
The voice, the hair, and the slight man boobs. It's just, you know, it all comes together. Number 4, vocal cords. Because there's no way a man that looks like that should sound like that. It just doesn't work.
it's ruined.
Here's the thick of PWA. It just hurts me.
It's kind of hard to take the man serious when you have to hear that voice.
Yes, it reminds me of some young kids that just, who are you? Why are you here? Why are you ruining the show? You have the manly McNasty and the phenomenal Phoenix, and then you have, exactly. See, so it just doesn't work. It's horrible. It makes me cry. Number three, chest hairs. There is no way a man's chest should be that bare. It is rumored that he does shave, but just in case, chest hairs would be nice. You know, like a nice Borat type of V-shaped chest hair.
Very nice.
It'd be beautiful.
Exotic.
Number two, and this is my favorite, actual wrestling ability.
Come on, now you're into fantasy land.
I saw her, she can wrestle.
I figure, you know, if we try hard enough, I am sure that Cal Stevenson would be more than happy to give Chameleon some training lessons and maybe bring him from curtain jerker to jobber. You know, just up that level a little bit to bring his confidence up. That's all I'm saying. Number one on the list, balls. You know, the man has no balls. I mean, how do you lose a show to your brother? How do you lose a show to your brother? This was your show, and you lost it to your brother in a match which you shouldn't have lost it. It hurts me. This was our leader. This penisless, ballless, hairless, young, pubescent child was our leader for a moment of time. And now he comes to the PWA radio show and he brings you guys down. I almost feel like a predator listening to the show. Because he sounds like a kid. It hurts me. And so as a bonus, we're going to start a petition to ban Chameleon from the show. He can only bring water or snacks. Other than that, he has to stay outside in the waiting room. I think we covered all that. He'll be able to satisfy Sandra, and he'll be able to make our fans happy. Works for me.
Pass it here. I'll sign that sumbitch. There you go. You got the old Mark McNasty, all yours.
That's thrilling.
Welcome to the new era in PWA, my friends. This is the new team. We have Rob, Mark, Eli. You don't need anymore.
You know, that's true. I'm actually wondering if we even need the Mark. That's kind of what I'm curious about. But
yeah, I don't think the fans would feel as pleasured if they didn't have the Mark on here.
Well, you need a balance. You know, you.
Well, I thought we had the balance. We had me, and then we have you, who likes me. That's pretty.
Yeah, but. What is good about being a bully if you have no one to bully?
I
just don't see the PWA people being able to take that much Rob ass kissing. I mean, Rob kisses his own ass. We don't need an additional person to kiss his ass.
No, we do.
I'm not kissing his ass. I am just stating facts that I have gathered from great many personal sources, a.k.a. the Phoenix Fan Club. And I'm just stating them for the fans to listen to.
Whatever lets you guys sleep at night.
You know, I just realized in all of this excitement that's really making me very happy, we haven't talked about Rampage for next week at all. I wonder if we should do that.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Okay, so let's do that real quick here. My computer's all unhappy. All right,
I could take care of this for you, Rob, if you want.
Why don't you run down the matches while I'm...
All right, well, starting off, we got Corey Lazarus' former lapdog, Malcolm West, teaming up with Riona, the Virus Langley, and they'll be taking on the team of a very interesting team. Of Sheamus O'Connor and the returning Night Striker. He's apparently closed the flower shop for a week. He's coming to Rampage to try his best in the UFT tourney. And that should be a very interesting match. Next, we have the new Kyle Stevenson, teaming up with the German bombshell Sabina. And they'll be taking on the team of Psycho Sandra and Project X, team Holy Shit Who Let Us Out of the Asylum. After that, it's going to be team champion Mark McNasty and Jamie Flynn taking on Razor and Thunderwolf. In other words, team geriatric. And then lastly, this one you might be interested in, Rob. It's going to be Chameleon defending the TV title against Dashki.
That's going to be a match that he's probably going to lose. So you heard it here first, folks, that next week we will have a new television champion.
Yeah. Indeed. So, and that's Rampage. Simple as that.
All right. Well, there we go. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. Do we have any more guests coming on here, Kyle?
I'm pretty sure we're good.
We're good. We're done. Is
we're
that
done.
It? Shit, man. My internets are all down. Let me see if I can try to pull up the old pwaradio.com website, which is actually where people can download the show. I don't know if people are aware of that, but you know what we need, though? We need an email address people can contact us at.
We do. I wonder what would be a good email address to contact us at, Rob.
If I were to set one up, I would set it up at pwapodcast, but probably gmail.com. I think gmail.com is where I would put such a thing.
I think pwapodcast@gmail.com sounds like a great name, Rob.
Well, fantastic.
What do you think, newbie? What do you think would be a great email address for the masses to reach us at?
I have to concur. You guys are on the ball, and if you guys don't like the email that they just dated, then we honestly really don't care. So, I mean, it's not like you have a choice in the matter. Be smart, fans. Email us. I mean, Jesus, what else are you going to do besides jerk off with one hand while you type on the computer? Just do something useful with your life.
I use voice recognition software, but
he loves his own voice. He really does, in a very disturbing way.
That's scary.
All right. There we go. Well, guys, you heard it here. I guess that's pretty much it. We've covered everything I've got to cover for this week. I will just say, though, that I think it's kind of sad here at ye old PWA, the PWA, because without the Phoenix around, it just seems a little sad this week.
See Mark, Mark, oh, man, I'm so eager to enjoy my night. Robbo, I think we're entering a new age of the PWA. It's great. It's blissful. It's going to go places. Without the Phoenix, PWA can finally prosper and grow in the way it was meant to. Straight up.
Your words don't make any sense.
Well, when I say grow straight up, I'm talking the same kind of growing and upwards as in the fanboys do when Circa or Sabina or any of the great PWA female wrestlers step onto that stage.
Ooh. That reminds me, have you guys seen that sex tape yet?
No. No,
you have
I have
not,
not
seen the Circa PX. I gotta send you guys a copy of that. It
yes.
has midgets, peanut butter, and marshmallows and everything.
Wow.
You're tired of your wife, Rob?
That's, you know what? I haven't actually. She left. Maybe she's involved in this. I don't.
You know, if Vaseline endorsed that movie, they could just rake in millions.
Yes. So, well, that's it for this week, folks. So we're just going to shut this bitch down. And, yeah, so there you guys go. That's it. So I keep saying that. I'm trying to think. There's something I've forgotten. I'm positive there's something I've forgotten. But,
get the hell out and don't let the door slap you on the ass.
Yeah, there you go. That's whatever he said. So, see you next week.
You know, parents are the same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't see
seen nothing at first. I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963. And then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep."
She said, "You're only 16. You don't have a rep yet." I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No. You go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I said, "This is a shine and I'm, come on, Mom. I'm not dowsing my pleas, but back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks." She wasn't with it. Everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "Nyam, no way, uh-uh, forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, because they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends." For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. They mind? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, "Was that for me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why?" I said, "Come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy." She said, "How do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic." I said, "Come on, Tux. My name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this?" She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries for Cokes. She kicked her shoes off onto the floor. She said, "Drive fast, speed turns me on." She put her hand on my knee. I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash. I took off so fast. The sunroof was open. The music was high. And this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche. And to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, "I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer." I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested. The car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, "Mom, Dad, how was your trip?" They didn't speak. I said, "I want to plead my case." But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time or place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.